talking indoor air circulation with and outdoor air circulation with ceiling fan expert specialist, factory rep David May of DM Sales. David, again, thanks for, you know, this is a work day for us. When we invite guests in, we know we're kind of impinging on their weekend free family time. So thank you, and I hope when you're home, you thank your family for letting us rob you of some of that family time. But we've got other callers that would like to sneak in some questions here real quick. Let's bring Karen into the conversation. She has a specific question about a specific room and its application for ceiling fans. Good morning, Karen. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Loving learning about fans. Mr. May, I have a 9x11 bathroom on the west side of the house with a pretty big window. The Texas Mountain Laurel I planted is not covering the window yet. And we have track lighting at the peak. We have a tall window. Is there a fan that can be installed in track lighting, or do what do I need to cool down this bathroom in the afternoon?
Well, there's no question the track lighting that's in place would have an electrical J-box. Is it possible you could live without the track lighting?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, fantastic. So that could give you the electrical source that you need. And it sounds like you definitely want some strong air movement in there. Yeah, no question about that. So that would be a room where we'd want something with a really high velocity air movement. You said it goes up to a little bit of a peak ceiling. So I think, again, being able to mix that air throughout that room would be great. I would think about the simple ceiling fan. It's from Mink Air that moves about 7,000 CFM of air, but it turns at 200 RPM. So it's a really strong blow.
Now, how about in a wet situation like that?
Yeah.
The showers, the high humidity and all that. Are we going to age the fan really quick there?
That's why I recommend the simple fan. In the Mink Air product family, as well as other vendors, we have about 30% of our fans that are indoor-outdoor. So this fan's actually a wet location fan that could go on your patio.
Okay.
Mink is simple.
Exactly. And that would really probably give you a great action in that room.
All right.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Thank you, Karen. Let's see if we can get to Steve real quick down in Santan Valley. Good morning, Steve. Let's see if we can get the last caller in for the hour. How can we help you?
Oh, boy, I got blessed on that one. I have some ceiling fans. They're about the early 2000, mid-2000 variety. They work fine. They still have the regular lights, not those little candelera things. But listening to you guys, and I just started listening to you a little while ago, I'd like to be able to know, is there a limit to the, or if I could tell, if there's a limit to the length or size of blade that I could put on. So that's generally what my question is. I don't want to burn out the motor, so forgive me if you've addressed this question already, but I'd like to hear what you guys think. And I just install any size, or is there a limit?
Well, David and I were talking about the fact that the bigger the fan, the lower velocity, the calmer the air circulation can be, but as efficient air circulation. So he's up there looking at his ceiling fan and saying, well, I'm just going to buy bigger blades.
Unfortunately, it's not an option, I'm afraid. You know, the fan motor and the fan itself was designed to operate a certain length of blade, and it's not something that we can do to extend those. But the new fans would definitely be some good options and in key rooms, and you could always gift those fans to someone who doesn't have one.
Well, I've learned a couple things today. DC motors and oversize your fans.
Always.
Make them bigger and slow them down.
It's like driving your car. You don't get a V8 engine because you want to drive 200 miles an hour. You want it to be smooth at 70.
Oh, man. Dave, appreciate you coming in. Now, I have to tell you, there is one place we tell every Arizona homeowner, never install a fan in this one place.
And that would be the attic.
That's right. Exactly. Very good. Very good. Never install an exhaust fan in your attic. It creates negative pressure in the attic. The attic has to make up that imbalance somewheres, and very often it makes it up by sucking the air conditioning through the junction boxes and through your recessed can lighting going between the attic and the home. You will actually have your air conditioning bill go up, and your attic will be cooler because now you're sending your air-conditioned air into the attic. Never install a power ventilation attic fan in your attic. The exhaust turbines are fine. Any passive ridge vent system is fine, but don't power ventilate your attic. Mr. David May, nice to meet you after crossing trails for 30 years.
Thank you so much for having me on the show anytime. I'd love to come back.
Fantastic. We appreciate the education on ceiling fans. I want to know if you want to join us in 2 weekends in Casa Grande.
4 o'clock, half arrival time, no later than 4 o'clock. Heck, you can go Thursday and...
Yeah, enjoy a couple of days. Well, no, we'll guest them for one
for
night.
For one night, for okay. Friday night. Okay. Compliments of Focus Insurance. So by 4 o'clock, and then 4 o'clock arrival at Francesco Grande Hotel.
How would they get nominated for that
just
job?
Just email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. We're going to be picky. We're not looking for somebody that's just looking for a free happy hour and to hang out. We want a serious
homeowner.
We may
even interview you first.
Yeah. Okay. You just might. Very good. You'll be part of the Rosie on the House first ever focus group. Stay the night at the hotel and join us for a live interactive broadcast with all of our partners Saturday morning from the Francesco Grande Hotel. Just email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Y'all have a great weekend. What a wonderful